Tax season has arrived, and doing taxes without the right help can feel overwhelming. Intuit TurboTax is here now to guide you through it with confidence. Match with a TurboTax full-service expert who handles everything for you from start to finish. Your dedicated expert checks every single deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And the best part? You'll see real-time updates on your expert's progress right on your phone while you live your life. Plus, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Full Service Experts. Real-time updates only on iOS mobile app.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
Let's move over to the David case. This is getting more traction, if you will, and supposedly an indictment may be coming for David in the coming weeks, months. It may take a little while. What the physical evidence, investigative timeline, and deferred cause of death tell us, former FBI agent Jennifer Coffendaffer is joining us to break this down. That chainsaw that was never used, found in the garage of the rental home, the burn cage incinerator still in the box, a Tesla parked on a residential street for over a month, and a teenage girl's body decomposing in the trunk, and a cause of death that still officially remains deferred. Well, a grand jury hears witnesses and more witnesses. The David case has all the hallmarks of a circumstantial prosecution. No eyewitnesses as of yet, no confession, no official homicide ruling. The prosecutors are not waiting. They're building something. Jennifer is joining us to break all of this down. Let's go where things are at right now. Let's start with the physical evidence found inside the Hollywood rental, which we keep learning about every single week. There seems to be a new little piece that was in that garage sale. We have the at-home crematorium.
Let's go back to that for just a second, Tony. What would this be used for? Because I'm not up
on like on a farm or something. If you're incinerating animals that have died, like there are practical uses for it. Okay. Rather than burying a cow, you could do this, but not typically in a Hollywood Hills home. And a chainsaw still with the protective sheath still on. PI Steve Fisher said the plan got upended. That's his opinion from an investigative standpoint. What do unused tools like this tell you about intent versus execution, Jen?
Well, first of all, I just have to joke about this a little bit from the standpoint of what was there, a two for one? In other words,
I don't know.
Her to be dismembered, I believe a chainsaw could have been used, but it might not have been used because you can also use hacksaws. You can use axes. There are many other devices that you can use, especially if you're a musician and you're really not akin to the whole chainsaw. For those of you who have used chainsaws, it's not like you just get them out and you press a button and they go boom. They're more complicated than that. I mean, some of them take gas. Some of them are electric. You know, some of them you have to pull the cord really, really, really hard. I mean, there's a lot of issues as you're, you know, you might have ordered one up and said, whoa, this is too much. Also the mess. Maybe on the burn cage, you said, well, what the hell? I don't need a burn cage. I have a Tesla frunk. Mm-hmm. Just put her in there, right? So to me, when I look at that, and of course it wasn't taken, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't taken. And so law enforcement, first of all, if that would have been my search, I take it because I do believe that it could have had some intent with this, and they changed their mind on how they were going to dispose of the body and how they were going to dismember the body, right? But yeah. I take it just to show that, especially if the receipts, for example, I would trace back to the receipts for both to see if I can throw that in my timeline, how that matches up with the disappearance. I think they serve as investigative clues, but they didn't want to go there with that. And I do think that was a mistake.
It is rather bizarre to find that in your garage of a rental that one wants. They're expensive items too. One would think if you're vacating the property and you purchase these items, you might take them with you. There might be a reason you bought them. And
well, especially if you had a body sitting in a trunk somewhere.
Maybe Jackie Fulford from Donna Adelson's came over. Maybe she's running a mobile crematorium and law practice now too. You know, where it's just like, hey, I sing Tom Petty songs. I do Tom Petty lookalikes, and we can cremate something in your garage and do some tree trimming at the same time. Maybe that's what's going on here. But it is, it's rather bizarre to have these items. How does this read to you? Because it doesn't really read to me like the work of a calculated killer. It kind of feels more like we have a dead body near us, Weekend at Bernie's style. Now, what do we do with it? And we add that into the earlier reporting that TMZ still stands behind, the medical examiner saying they believe the body had been frozen or the remains had been frozen at some period in time. So maybe she was in a freezer for a while, and then they thought, well, what are we going to do with this? We'll put her in the trunk for now. Go on Amazon, buy the incinerator, get a chainsaw. I mean, it feels like shit they saw on TV shows, and they just kind of had a credit card with a large limit and started buying things that they thought may work in their plan of whatever discombobulated direction it was going.
Well, you know, from the beginning, from our discussions of this, I mean, I've always said, these are not pros.
No.
Something that they're throwing together. And the hardest part about murder is what to do with the body. That is just a fact. That's where you have people who are not pros and they just panic. And they, what are we going to do with it? And, I'll draw your attention to the case of Harmony Montgomery. I mean, Dad put her in a duffel bag and walked around with her.
Yeah.
To work with her. So, you know, it's not this odd to me that they would be sort of on the fly trying to figure out, oh my God, still, what are we going to do with this body? And so it makes some sense to me. And I think because there's other people in the crosshairs now, right? Mm-hmm. They talk about other potential suspects, which again, from the first moment you and I have discussed this, I've always said, you're not going to do this by yourself. Mm-hmm. And this is the type of guy that's going to be like, oh my God, help. You know, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, and I want people next to me doing it. So I think we're going to get all the disgusting and despicable details.
The cause of death, we don't know yet. There is, you know, still they're trying to figure that out. We don't know if drugs were in the system. And I think that's going to be an interesting point. And I think it's going to be argued in both directions completely. If there are charges against David or somebody at some point, because one could say, yeah, she was doing drugs. And
yeah,
does it mean it killed her? No. Does it mean she was murdered? No. We doesn't really mean much. I mean, if they're going to go down the road of, well, she was on drugs and she OD'd and that's what killed her, that's, you know, that's probably end up being the defense if there are drugs in the system. If there are drugs in the system, one could also say, yeah, she was on drugs and somebody murdered her too. I mean, both can be true. Not simultaneously, but one or the other. But just because there's drugs in her system, and I would almost venture to guess there probably will be, it doesn't mean that she OD'd either. I'm wondering if there's drugs in the system, if that's going to be an out for anybody. If there may have actually been a homicide here, one can just say, see, she OD'd. Or is there going to be, is there anything that can be done if, say, drugs do come back in the system to show that the drugs were responsible for the death versus just in existence in her genetic makeup or what was left of it?
Well, first of all, I couldn't agree more with you that this is the defense that's going to be taken. Not that they did anything to cause her death, but rather that she died and they just didn't know what to do. So they panicked and dismembered her and threw her in the trunk. Mm-hmm. But to your question, which is, Jen, can anything be done to prove really how she died? There's a forensic anthropologist, I believe, working hard and fast on this, and it's not an easy process, right? They're going through everything, trying to figure out how she died and to have an opinion based on the scientific proof left by this body, these remains, these 70 pounds, which is all that was left. They're going to be looking for everything from cut marks, right, to show tool marks that would have been used to dismember rather than she just fell apart like the turkeys we talked about. we didn't end up moving to
Cornish hens.
Cornish hens.
The Cornish hens, right? Yes. Did it fall apart or were tools used? They're going to be able, I think, to make decisions about all of that. But will they get down to the cause of death? That is going to be interesting to see. I have some faith. But then you mount that, Tony, with what was discussed. What was discussed? Yeah. What was planned? What paper was there? You know, if we're to believe the private investigator, he says there were plans there. You know, that's what he says. And they just weren't followed through. Was this part of, you know, he was really talking about the chainsaw in the cage and now he's slow rolling and decided to come out with that? I don't know. But nevertheless, did they discuss? I tell you, these people discuss, and he did everything online and so much through his communications. I'm hoping that gets unraveled in that way.
If there was like really good, solid digital evidence, a good digital trail here of, you know, talking about, hey, let's get the burn cage to get rid of Celeste or something back and forth that like truly points to them trying to hide a body or David being involved in this process in some way, shape or form, would we not already have seen an arrest by now? The fact that we don't have an arrest yet, does that tell us that maybe this digital trail was covered up pretty well?
Well, I think a couple of things. First of all, you can discuss anything you want almost.
Yeah.
But do you have the facts, the hard evidence to support or corroborate what you all talked about? And that's what law enforcement wants to do. Look, this case is under a microscope. It's going to continue to be. And I don't know exactly who his counsel is. In other words, he doesn't have anybody famous yet. I'm sure Alan Jackson is waiting in the wings, just gnawing.
He's so busy.
He can get more busy. But nevertheless, I would expect a high profile attorney to be involved in this. He still makes a lot of money. Look at the downloads. Just go to any of his songs. There's still sites rocketing.
Yeah.
So he's got the money to do it. And I think they just want to make sure this is perfect. You know, their investigation is perfect as it can be.
I'm thinking they need to get Jackie Fulford in there again. Talk about a good high profile attorney that knows how to win cases. That's who they need.
I'm so curious. I want to do this while we're live as an alibi here. I'm going on Amazon right now on my phone. Can you buy a burn cage on Amazon? I don't know. Incinerator? Is that what you would type in?
You're probably going to like Tractor Supply or something.
It's just bizarre to me. Oh my gosh. Incinerator burn barrel. Yes.
Yeah, you sure can.
Yeah, wow, you can.
You can get anything on Amazon.
Yeah, you really can. Wow.
Yeah.
There goes my algorithm.
They're all practical purposes.
There are. There really are.
True.
And most of them don't involve anything to do with burning a body. So
not a human body anyway.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made, because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Sheba.com.